We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Endurance as Proof of Sonship. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. For our momentary light suffering is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. I have just read from the New English Translation. Gregory eventually realized that persecution was not a contradiction of God's love, but often a confirmation of it. Scripture never presents suffering for Christ as an accident. Rather, it is portrayed as a pathway through which God refines his sons. Endurance is the evidence that faith has moved beyond comfort and into conviction. The apostles did not endure because they were strong in themselves, but because they had seen something greater than temporary relief. They were governed by eternal realities. Their love for Christ and for his body outweighed their desire for ease. This is why persecution did not silence them. It purified them. True spiritual maturity is revealed when obedience continues, even when benefits are no longer immediate. A child serves God when it is convenient. A mature son remains faithful when it is costly. Endurance is the language of such maturity. It declares that Christ is worthy, not only when he gives, but also when he requires. Gregory came to understand that endurance is not passive suffering. It is active faith under pressure. It is choosing to love, serve, and stand firm while surrounded by affliction. It is through this kind of faith that God's power rests upon a believer, making their life a testimony to others. Go into today knowing that every trial endured in faith is producing something eternal. Do not shrink back from the cost of discipleship. Through endurance, God is revealing his power and maturing you into a son who can be trusted with greater glory. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Ecclesiastes 7-8. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.